This vision journey will help in removing blocks to your personal connection to spirit. Introduction. Although spirit is everywhere and within us, our wounded ego selves are invested in maintaining the illusion of separateness. When the individual sense of personal identity is driven by victimization, resentments, fears, hatred, racism, or any other negative life-denying energy, spirit is not easily heard. Much like guards at a gate stubbornly refusing entry or exit, consciously or not, we will find ways to maintain the sense that we're alone in 5 sensory towers in a measurable, intellectual, and finite physical universe. This vision exercise will help remove these blocks symbolically so you can be freed up to receive messages of life-affirming guidance from spirit. Let's begin. Start by getting comfortable, lying down or sitting in a relaxed position. Allow your senses to open and pay attention to your surroundings, your physical body, emotions, thoughts. Don't try to change anything. Just watch it all float away. Leave it all behind. That's right. And breathe. And allow your imagination to awaken. We will begin the journey on a white sandy beach beside a deep blue ancient sea at the base of a sacred crystal mountain. The sky is a clear, bright blue. The ocean is calm and gentle. The beach is empty. You're alone, for this place is your sanctuary. Only water who you invite may come here to be with you. You are safe and protected. At the base of the mountain is a doorway leading up to a path that winds up and around the sacred crystal all the way to the top. Suddenly, a globe of sparkling white light beckons you to follow it. As you enter the pathway, you try to move forward, but you cannot, for your path is now blocked by hundreds of dark and dirty rocks. These represent the mortal thoughts, insecurities, beliefs, memories of suffering and pain, judgment and confusion, that now speak of anger, resentments, fear, hatred for others and for self, and shame. Arrogance. Betrayal. dishonesty. A beautiful bright light appears, enveloping an angelic being who lovingly hands you a large colored sack. One by one, you place each rock into the sack, naming them. For example, this is my anger at my mother. This is my fear of financial insecurity. This is my self-loathing for the mistakes I've made. This is my shame. This is my prejudice. My abandonment. Spend some time here with the angel and experience how you feel as each block is placed into the confines of the bag. One by one, pay attention to any changes in your emotional experience and awareness. When your bag or sack is full, it may be too heavy to carry up the path, but the angel is there to help you. They will carry your burden with you. As if you are flying, you watch the path wind all the way to the top, and soon you will find yourself so high. When you look, the earth is a tiny ball below you. You are surrounded by stars, sparkling in a rich indigo sky, so beautiful and alive. It's magical. You are standing close to the edge, but you're not afraid. The angel is with you, and they gesture for you to throw the contents of the bag into the sky. It may be difficult or easy, however it is. Throw the bag or sack over and watch as it explodes into millions of tiny sparks, disappearing into nothing, losing all power over you. You're suddenly surrounded by a swirling white light, and you find yourself floating in a cloud. All you feel is love, and you hear, "I am." Love. You are love. Love to you. Love for you. Love through you. Love is all you are. Love is all there is. Love is all there is. Now it's time to come back to this room, to this place, to this moment in time. Get in touch with your physical body, the sound of my voice. Feeling refreshed and renewed. And remember, love, I am. Love, the eternal I Am presence within you is only love, for love is all there is. Namaste.